So this is
second working session of the board on June 19th, 2018 at 3:37 p.m.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Kate should put it there. Why don't you just take 10 seconds to read that?
Go. Thanks.
And that's that they we formally notify them that a performance deficiency warrant is hereby issued on Crimson Middle.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing the paper trail to say. The substantial completion was May 1. I went out there Friday and about had a seizure with those guys. Mel's lost his composure with them.
Yes.
Because they're just, their complaint is they can't find anybody, but we're going to open school, and so I think what's going to happen, we're going to end up using our own people to get that thing finally done at the end to clean and all that stuff, and then we just bill them back, or we just fine them the $500 a day. I can't defend them. Sorry. I can't, I won't stand in front of you and defend
them.
So is it Hughes or Mahas that's broken?
It's Mahas.
You think after that,
the whole fiasco.
Something would
right. But that's their deal. I mean, that's their problem. But I wanted you to see this to know that we're pushing, doing our part. The last update they gave us at the end of May, and it's like he says in there, they were supposed to be out of their substantial completion by the end of June. They're not going to make it. So when I send you my monthly report in July, you'll get that. So, do you want to talk about the bond now?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to talk about.
Rex. I didn't know. I didn't turn off enough news for a while. I got nothing off the wall. There you go. Okay.
By the way, thanks for your patience, everybody. Sorry about 14-hour closed session.
Here's a couple of questions off of the bond thing that we still got to resolve today. You guys, besides the Brent and I are going to tag team this one, you can talk about the dollar figures. But as far as projects on here, that's on that list that you've got in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mel and I went through it again at the end of May and went over it again and again and again to try to come up with that. A couple of things are still out there. Okay. One is the when we did the, and Becky, you may want to talk about this too, the Enterprise Elementary thing. The parents came to that meeting up there and pushed hard because of the weather and stuff to get rid of portables, and we were going to add 4 classrooms on there. You know, now they're asking that we get rid of the portables and put 6 classrooms on there because there's four classes in those portables now. Okay, so you'd be adding 2. The only downside to that part, and we don't have timer, I was going to pull it up and show you overhead. On the west side of that elementary school, there's a little playground, and there's room to add 4 classrooms, and that was always in the plan. If you do 6 now, you're going to have to go a little bit further north, okay? And the main entrance that comes into the school, you can walk straight outside.
Yeah.
Mel and I looked at it. There's probably space there to put 6, but we didn't design it to add on right there.
Right.
That's so that's probably going right to increase the cost because we don't know about utilities and what you're going to get to. So I just put on the Enterprise Elementary, if you go 4 classrooms, you're probably talking, it's Enterprise, it's up there, and we threw $2 million at it, which sounds expensive, but we didn't want to be short because we don't know what we're going to get into. So you probably got to add at least another $500,000 to that if you want to go 6. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't make that decision.
Can I make a comment on that?
Yeah.
Because I was discussing this with some folks from up there last week or so. With the cost of housing in Washington County right now, especially in the St. George area, people can't afford it. So they're moving. Families are moving up there.
Uh-huh.
And I think if we look at their numbers, they have increased.
I went up
they
there.
They gained a whole class last year, 40
they have
students.
Increased 40 or
which
more.
Which is a lot.
Two classrooms. 2 classrooms.
If you know where Rick lives on the north end of town over there, just north and west of him, there's a whole subdivision. He and I drove up in there, all brand new homes, whole thing there. But I don't know how many.
Did they grow last year?
You'll have to answer that question. So
yeah.
I don't have the numbers about
that. I can pull it up.
And I can't remember how many in the high school.
That's okay.
But anyway, so the decision is 4 or 6, but when you get to the bottom line here, I mean, right now we're at 106 or 107, right there, somewhere in there, and if you decide to go higher than that, then we can just add that on there and we're fine. Mel and I tried to be high on all this stuff because we just didn't, High School, for example.
We were talking about it right now, and if we go for the higher number, and then maybe we actually have the architects take a look at it, find out what they think the cost difference would be, bring that back to the board, and then say, is it worth X amount of dollars to not have the 2 portables there or not, when you actually have some dollar figures in front of you? Because it's really easy to say, let's get rid of them. But If you take a look at it, it's an extra $1.5 million to get rid of two portables. You might go, let's leave the portables there.
That's what you guys decided.
And so that was kind of our suggestion on that.
And if you notice, we added $5 million from 25 to $30 million on the CT high, and we added $5 million for two more elementary just because of cost. Because as we've talked as a staff, as superintendent, we talked about, okay, when we do the CT high school, when could it be open? And we're figuring 22 is probably the soonest we could get it open. If you did it, would be 2022. So we're looking at least 2 years out before you start it and bid it and not finish for four. And so we figured, I don't know that you can do it for 25. It might be 30. But I would love to come to you and say, guess what? The bid came in at $25 million, but we sat $30 million aside. And if we don't lose five, great. You see what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to do. I just don't know how to look out 4 years now. And like I said in that meeting,
go that way than it is to go the other.
Yeah.
So anyway, so those were the two things on there that pretty much shot out. Unless you've got any other questions, Mel and I have been through this and over it and over it and over it. And I don't know what more we can do. We've given it our best throw at it and said, hey, this is about where we think we're to. We, you know, made a few changes. So if you look at the total there. I think today you need to have a total, and then we'll have to come back and we have to prioritize, right?
Correct. So what the board had wanted to do was to say, hey, this is what our projects are, this is how much we're going to bond for. So as we go forward over the summer and start talking, and everybody's talking to different groups and everything else, we're all talking the exact same number and the exact same projects, and it doesn't change after what you guys set today.
And we don't have to put the dollar figure by each individual.
No, we do not.
And so then we can list our projects
in
total.
And so by August, we'll have the projects in order of when we're going to try and complete them, right?
Yes.
Because that's what we've got to have
together.
That's
what we're going to try to do. We've got to prioritize the list. And that's going to be a fun job.
So with Enterprise, they used to be up to about 400. And then they just, the last 2 years, they dropped down to the 370s. And then this last year, they jumped up to 429 for their October 1 count. So they also had a big jump. So they had dropped a couple, and then all of a sudden they had a big jump. And if you look at the classes, it's kind of across the board. They grew a couple of students in all the classes, and then they had a sixth grade class that was really small go out, and so that that bumped them up quite a bit. When you have a sixth grade class that goes out that's really small, and your smaller classes are larger, and so you see some growth there, but it's they did have a small class that worked its way through.
Okay.
And did you have a question about the Hurricane Middle?
I had a question about the shades, the parents that came in last month about the shades of debris fall.
Yeah.
Can you address that?
We've talked about it. They're 20,000.
Yeah.
Is that the number you
gave? Yeah, like $20,000.
It's 40.
They need
20. So our recommendation is going to be they don't want to wait for the bond because they've spent all that time, which is fine. And I guess from our perspective, if we go ahead and front the 20 right now, then we're 40 ahead.
Yes.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not the banker that Kelly is, but it's simple math to me.
Yeah, that's pretty.
The only issue is we have to know that when we go in and we do put the hard surface down,
that's the only problem.
That will be a little bit more work.
If we put the shade structure before we put the hard surface in, I didn't ask Mel, but I think it's a little bit more difficult if we come back after the fact. Maybe we can figure that out and do that.
Can we put them on the timeline to get the hard surface sooner?
Yeah, but all the hard surface stuff's got to wait till the bond.
All of that was on the bond.
And see, and they want to do the other one, so I'll talk to Mel, and I'll bet we can come up with a way to make it work. But the money we save, if there's a little bit of increase, Becky, the money we save, we probably
can
will be fine.
Can you communicate
with
I haven't talked to him.
I spoke with both of them, and I spoke to Mindy. But there is two, and when we say both, the
Horizon.
One that came to this board was the recall.
They came like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Horizon was
the recall.
And did they have the same amount of money?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Verizon.
But
they needed.
I don't know how much money they have. All we've heard is from Mindy Barker.
They do have some money. They do, and they.
We don't know
how
much.
Where dollars?
You know
they
sent
me information. I think the hard thing's going to be. Everyone's got to understand all this stuff.
They raised quite a bit too.
We can go ahead and get on these two and get going. But as soon as, if that, when that bond passes, it's going to be a mad, we're going to get pressure about what order we go in, and who's going to be first, and who can wait, and what, you know, we're going to get in this, because people aren't going to want to wait, and all we can do is just say, look, we'll give it the best order we can, and we'll get them done. Because I think, well, just the Craig opinion for what it's worth, the very first thing you're going to do when that bond passes is all that safety stuff for the other launchers and those guys. That's got to be paramount. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
I agree.
So we go ahead and do that. And so Mel and I, and we'll get everybody, and we'll sit down, and we'll try to figure all that stuff out and get a timeline, because there's so, I mean, you know, we're 16 pages worth of projects. And if you think we're going to get that done in a year, fat chance that's going to happen. I mean, that's why we got that 4 years. I'm hoping we can get all those things done in 4 years. But if somebody's got to have a roof and those kind of things that are going to have to come. And the other thing we're going to get hit on about, it's not going to be easy to do all these. We can't do them in the summer. It's going to be disruptive. There's going to be some disruption.
So
the only thing we can minimize it.
They're going to have to know they're going to have to be off the playground for periods of time.
Because we're going to have to do them during school, which we don't like doing, but we don't have a choice. I don't know how. We're down. Our summers are 60-day window.
Yeah.
Just to get the little bit done that we have to do anyway every summer is a nightmare right now that we're trying to push those things early through. So we'll do the best we can, but that's going to be our next meeting. We'll have to talk about prioritizing. So I guess, in your spare time, and you've got the list, once you guys decide on whatever figure you want to do, you ought to go through and just highlight some things you think are paramount. Because it's going to come down to, you know, the rock, paper, scissors about what goes what. Right. There's going to be some things like that safety stuff we have to put first. That's my recommendation.
Yeah. So board,
do you
board
have...
when we get, excuse me, Lori, when we get to the action item, that resolution, the amount is going to be $106 million. Is that...
Well,
well, that's what it says on
I understand, but we can set it wherever we want. That's just a talking point.
But that's my question. I just want to make sure everybody's...
Well, we've had some conversations, and that doesn't give us money to buy property if we want to purchase property or land bank, which is something that we like to do.
Yeah. Last bond, we put in $10 million for property.
Yeah.
So that's what we put in, and we did that.
We were really...
But I didn't include that in here.
Yeah,
and I told that.
And we have property that we're going to need to purchase because we've got that South Block area, and I'm sorry, but we're going to have to be serious about it.
We can easily stay if we go for like a number like $115 million, which would give us plenty of some major property, and would give us some issues to deal with if we do it at this enterprise.
$9 million for property.
Okay.
Well, I understand, but it would give us some money to deal with property. It would give us some money to deal with.
They're just two different places.
Our last bond is supposed to be a lot longer than 4 years. Made to be an 8-year bond. And so.
Don't we have 7 million sitting somewhere?
I don't think we can do that.
Yeah, we still have some money left over. So we do have some money to deal with some of these things. It would give us money to deal with this enterprise issue if we decide to go in a different direction. And if the costs are just going up so much, that would give us some wiggle room for that. But if we were to look at $115 million, we think that with our assessed values where they landed, that we could do that without raising property taxes, you know, keeping the
rates. I would be interested in $10 million for property acquisitions.
That's what we did last time, and that's and I don't think we've gone through all of it, but we
I
go
know
through
that's I'm picking a number out of the sky, but I just think that's
that was the number we threw out when we did the 185. We threw $10 million at that at property, and so that's for the next. But that was supposed to be for
it was about 6-8 years.
Six, eight years, and we went through that.
Laura, give me an amount.
115 is fine.
Becky.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I mean, I think land's going to be expensive. Just the price of everything.
I was going to say 120.
Okay, that's what I'd say, 120.
Oh, gosh. I'm okay with 120 or 1. I don't care if either one of those works for me.
I don't know, 116. $10 million.
I'll go 125, so I'll bump that average out.
Okay, so
$20 million for
so
land.
Somebody,
for me,
somebody is going to, I mean, I want to be prepared. Somebody's going to need to make this motion. So let's make the decision. I'll tell you, if I was confident that was enough money, you know me, I mean, I'd rather use the whole number. But I am not confident about the price of land.
I agree.
And I'm not confident about the cost of materials, guys.
It's better to have it in. And
the cost of materials is escalating in a huge way.
Wait, I am not a problem.
I can certainly make
that. We love you, Harv. I'll go
120.
Okay.
I'll up my bid.
I want you to speak about that.
Okay.
So what is the number that we're leaning towards now?
We're going to go
120.
But I think you can say, you know what, even though it's 106 on your agenda, you can say that the
land
real estate, land cost,
that did not include land.
That didn't include land.
And there were some, and the enterprise issues.
Yeah, there's still a couple
and
of things hanging out there.
And there's also the cost of materials, so that can change the dynamic.
Richard, you got 1 minute on CT High School.
And we don't have to spend it if we don't need it.
Exactly.
We're moving forward.
That needs to be
mentioned. We met with the CT. But this was a few weeks ago. They began aligning out pathways. We had a meeting set up with Eric Pedersen, and that we had to cancel that. That I made a presentation to the Hurricane Rotary. And anywhere we talk, it is received 100% by people.
It still is.
Mm-hmm. It is so positive. So we're still moving forward, working on pathways.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes?
Do you know when you'll have pathways kind of determined?
I think we'll have some basic ones here in the next few months or, you know, sometime between now and Christmas.
Okay.
But I think that we'll have some that will be up and down right up.
Would you be prepared in our July retreat to talk a little bit about pathways? Just
sure.
Give us a few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, President, can I just ask real quick?
They haven't decided.
Started on the architecture stuff to the CC High School because we'll spend a year or more doing that art, just getting the design done. Are you guys comfortable to go there?
Before,
I mean, I know the bond is until November, but we can get a jump start.
I
can get
the,
those guys if you're okay with that. Because I
still
have it. I'm supposed to meet with Sitla this month, but trying to get a hold of Vince just to see what the other side of the road's like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Larry, strategic plan.
Okay. The strategic plan, we're going to meet on the 25th. We're going to get the sequential. Here's the goal. Or the area of focus, and here's the end goal in 5 years, and we're going to have then benchmarks that are going to be yearly, and we'll have that'll just be a visual with a one-page explanation behind it. We have not been able to articulate that very well, but we're right on it now, and we'll have the draft for that on July 9th or 10th, and that's the other question I need to ask.
Yeah.
We run into a problem if we were going to go to Pine Valley on that cabin. Bob can't be there on the 9th. He can't, excuse me, can't be there on the 10th, wondering about moving it to Monday the 9th. We're all okay as an executive staff being there on the 9th, if that works for you.
This meeting historically is a retreat. This
is,
we're talking July 9th.
Is it a full day, like 9 in the morning, half day?
No. We don't have open meeting. We'll just get together and visit for a while.
Well,
we unify.
If you do talk about that one stuff, you will have to have a...
We'll post it.
A quick meeting.
Is that okay to move to the 9th?
I'm out of town on the 9th.
You're what?
I'm out of town on the 9th.
Are you in on the 10th? Then let's
yes.
do the 10th, Craig. We might need to have your place. Okay.
Or we could go to the co-op at Lorraine's place.
Oh, that's an option. Okay.
It's not a lodge.
We
but
don't
it
need
is
a real big
place.
We would rather be
lovely
yeah.
spot.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's nice. It's
you're welcome to come. You just have to let me know.
Okay. We have a table
that's
probably
that's
seen everybody in this room.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
We might go there.
A big
we
long table
go.
And then there's a wrap room. I might just offer.
We'll
so
have
so
the
I don't
the
have a
strategic plan on
that. It'll be on the 10th. Regular schedule. Okay. Safety in schools and safe schools. I have a few things about that real time. Safe schools, Florence. Can you do this?
It was just a sales talk. The only good idea was they have panic buttons connected to their microphones for the teacher talk.
Yeah, we saw those when we were at NSBA.
Yeah.
The
camera
there are probably other ways to do the same thing. The camera
was
expensive.
Yep. Did you want?
And I don't know that it actually adds a whole lot to safety.
I think it's important
and
the board understand we're
brother-ish.
Exploring and looking at those things. So when you tell people that we are,
the panic buttons
it's
would
the
be
sound
cool.
System.
The panic
button
worth
of our schools.
Addressed.
We thought it was worth looking into since
yeah.
we already
yeah.
had it in our schools. It's there's no foolproof way to make your school 100% safe.
That's the only thing I would add too in safety in schools, not trying to talk over you, is when we start thinking about projects, Craig kind of alluded to this too, the priorities to me would be the ones that involve student safety.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start prioritizing and make that kind of...
And Dave, President, when you do talk about those, when you get into explicit parts of what we're doing in safety, if we're doing something that is specific controls that we're going to have in place, we need to do that in closed session, because you don't want somebody to be able to listen to your meetings and know exactly how to access your school, and that is an allowable issue
other
in closed
than
session.
We say that will be a priority with this board.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yep.
And that's kind of what I was generalizing.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. If you get into specifics, so let's...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Rex, student wellness.
I have a safe schools question.
Go ahead.
Before you get to Rex. So on our report under the board review items and stuff, we get those safe schools reports. And there were a couple of items that I haven't seen in the past where they had to have drug testing before they were able to come back to school. Is that a normal procedure that we have for kids? Or I've never seen it as we've reviewed them in the past.
Kind of like
it's
it.
It's pretty typical, especially if a student has been caught with drugs.
Okay.
Whether using or selling. It's kind of one of those... I know it sounds off, but kind of a carrot.
Yeah.
To say if you'll go and,
yeah.
and we'll let you come back early.
Yeah.
If you'll go and be tested,
and we want proof
to show that you're not
yeah.
on drugs and that.
So if it's not delineated out in their letter, it's not required for them
right.
to do it. And then
right.
if it is, then they are
it
required
is.
To do the testing.
And
is that on
repeat
offenders?
We don't do the testing, though, just so
but
you know.
Right. right.
The parents do that. Yeah.
Right. Is that for repeat offenders that we put in that caveat, that little carrot?
It all depends on the situation.
The situation.
Yeah. Every situation is a little
but
different.
But we
up
do
to the
provide...
Principal?
Yeah. We do provide, a parent can come in and buy a drug test kit.
Right.
And they come, Elaine buys, we buy a bunch of them, they're 10
we have
bucks.
Them in every, we have them. Okay.
But that's totally up to the parent, and that gives mm-hmm. them their, it doesn't test everything, but it gives them both.
Yeah.
If we do it,
yeah.
and if it's a false negative, we're
right.
we don't do
right.
that stuff.
Yeah.
We can't get
okay.
involved in that.
Thank you.
Okay, this will be quick. You just have to read, but this is about something we're trying to do. Thursday, we're going to hire a mental health person that's going to help us pull this all together and try to help us deal with this problem. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
We met with principals last week, and the meetings were all centered around this very topic. So I'm just going to hit it and let you kind of read. 50 million public school students. 1 in 5 show signs of mental health disorder. See, that's getting to be quite a few. Here's some of the things that they're dealing with. And they talked a lot about anxiety and how kids will either act out or just shut down. We're just seeing a lot of, you hear the term autism spectrum, ADHD. It goes on and on and on. But we're seeing more and more and more and more of this. The problem, of course, is then this helps them with, I mean, this is challenging all the way around. So if you wonder, you know, this does affect performance.
Yeah.
And... So you can see that, and I think you all see this, kids who suffer mental health disorders inevitably miss out on opportunities for learning and building relationships. We see this all the time. Out of that 5 million, nearly 80% won't receive counseling. And there's some reasons for that. And just going over to the hospital and talk to them about what they have available HC for kids, nothing. Now, there are a couple places that are working on that. I know the Community Health Center, Family Health Center's got some things going. I think a group came in to talk to Larry that's got this person that we're hoping to hire will kind of help find these resources and try to do better. But if you look at the every school, people could help out in the schools, but here's some of the problems. Teachers, we just don't have enough training for teachers. It's hard enough with what they're asked to do. So they do play a role. I don't know if that shows at the bottom.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Counselors can help, but on average, every counselor has nearly 500 students. We have 2 days a week for a school of 600 plus, and we're better than most places. School nurses, we really don't have school nurses. Another person.
We have them, but they're stretched so thin, the same thing as the counselor.
School psychologists can be the best step in, but we really don't have a lot of those. So, perfect world, these people would all work together on this problem. As you can see from parents, and Barb and I talked a little bit about the teachers, the principals. I don't know why it's cutting off at the bottom there, Cody.
It's just a little too big for the window.
Okay, do I need to close that window? Oh, there we go. Thanks. Okay, a place where mental health problems aren't stigmatized. Everyone watches for warning signs such as mood. Anyway, it. Whenever you say mental health, it's a stigma to start out with. There's something wrong with you. But everybody suffers with some kind of mental health issue. And it's just an issue of trying to get that destigmatized and find ways to help these kids. You're having anxiety. This is causing this. What can we do to help you? And we just need to be more nurturing. This, to me, this is the number one, if you ask my elementary principals, probably secondary, the number one problem they're dealing with right now. This is number one. It's not. And I'm glad we're putting doors in and shutting people off, but that's not the issue. It's helping these kids early on so they don't become a problem. And every time you read about some of this stuff, I mean, and sometimes they're quiet. Sometimes they're not. There's so much to it. But I think we could do a better job of recognizing and finding the resources. And it starts with us. So we're going to get this person, and we've prioritized that in the budget, and we're going to have this person start to rally and then give us some guidance as to where we need to go. And then see what we need to do as far as finances are concerned. I was hoping the state would step up a little better this year, but they didn't. But maybe we can press for that, and we can find ways to help these kids, period. Okay. So that's Thursday we have this. Anyway.
Okay, thank you. Something we'll keep discussing. Just going down the back page, budget hearing, you'll take care of that.
Yep.
Do we need to open that with a motion?
No. We'll just do a hearing, give anybody that wants a chance an opportunity, and then an action item, okay. And you can approve the budget.
And I think all board action items were good to go on.
Yeah.
Board, do you have any questions?
Healthy Dixie's coming. They just have a couple. Yeah. I don't even know who's coming, but there's just a couple of awards they're going to present.
Medicaid in under 10 seconds. We've applied for $1.6 million now year to date. We've still had three more claims we're going to do to the end of the year, and we have $400,000 more to collect, so we think we're going to hit that.
So we have our fingers
on
it.
Okay.
We have everything identified. We're just going through, so we're comfortable with where we're at.
Yep.
Okay. Board, do you have any other questions before we go into open meeting? Okay.
So our next potential get-together is in July, right?
Right.
You were holding your breath, weren't you?
I was sitting still.
Thank you, everybody.